Well, greetings, Boise State fans. Welcome on into the first edition of the Bronco Report. My name is BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press online at blueturfsports.com. Really excited about this new show here. Excited to bring it to you live. If you're watching live, if you're watching on the archived social media channels, if you're listening to the audio podcast on iTunes or blueturfsports.com, really looking forward to this. Kind of a new venture, a new show that we're trying out here at blueturfsports.com with the Idaho Press. It'll be every Friday right about this time at noon, and it's basically going to be dedicated to nothing but Boise State athletics. So we're talking interviews with players and coaches. We're talking discussion, analysis, breakdowns of games, and everything else that's going on with Boise State. So we'll be doing the show live, but I know most people will be listening on to the podcast version or the archived version, which will be available online. You can get it on Twitter, at Blue Turf Sports, on Facebook, on the Blue Turf Sports Facebook page, also on YouTube as well, and then the blueturfsports.com, the YouTube channel for Blue Turf Sports. A lot of different ways you can get it. Basically, it's a live radio show. I used to do a radio show here in town and missed doing it, and so we're excited about this. But it's a radio show with video, and it's streaming online. So excited to try it out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we can do interaction from folks. We can have you can do comments. You can do questions. All kinds of cool things. We got a lot of cool stuff we can do with this. We're going to kind of play with it as we go along. Quick mention, quick thank you to our two sponsors, Ridley's Family Markets. They got the Skip app, the at-home shopping. 12 area locations, 12 Idaho locations. You can get more information, shopridleys.com, as well as ropaint.com, the official paint and coatings company at Boise State Athletics. They actually came out recently and redid the concrete coating on my garage. So if you're thinking about it, it's a game changer. Ropaint.com. You can get more information. Don't just repaint. Ropaint.com. The NFL draft quickly is continuing tonight with the second and third rounds. Nobody from Boise State is expected to go until tomorrow, rounds 4 through 7. So John Bates and Avery Williams will both be, as I kick the screen there, Avery Williams and John Bates both expected to go tomorrow, hopefully later rounds, 5, 6, or 7. There's a chance Avery Williams might not get drafted, but we will find that out tomorrow, and looking forward to that. But other big news happened this week on Monday, and that was when Abu Kijab announced that he is coming back to Boise State. Second team, all Mountain West Conference, 11.8 points per game, 5.4 rebounds per game. Both were second on the team, 1.2 steals per game, also a second. Led the team in blocks, had 2 assists a game. Did it all for the Broncos, and was, I think, going to test the waters to the NBA draft, and then obviously had the shoulder injury. We're going to talk to Abu Kijab right now. He's nice enough to join us here on the Bronco Report. Abu, thanks for joining us. How's it going today, man?
It's going great, BJ. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you.
You're the first official ever guest on the new show here, so you should be very honored.
I'm honored to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate it, and you did announce earlier this week, obviously, on Monday, that you're going to come back to Boise State for the super senior season, I guess you want to call it. If folks are aware or not aware, the NCAA offered all you guys an extra year of eligibility. It basically, last year didn't count. If you wanted to come back, the school had to find a way to make it happen with the scholarship, and obviously, you announced on Monday that you are coming back next year at Boise State. Walk us through that decision, how that came about.
You know, ever since my injury, I've just been wanting to play the game I love. And, you know, I felt like I had a lot of unfinished business from the year before. Unfortunately, I got hurt during a game, a very pivotal game where we needed to win. And that game would have put us in the NCAA tournament, and we couldn't get that done that year. And, you know, that haunts me, and I really want to come back and really get my revenge and, you know, just prove everybody and everybody who doubted our team and just pretty much just go out there and just set a whole new tone for this next coming year.
Now, with that said, Abu, you did go through senior night. They gave you the jersey, and usually someone doesn't go through senior night if they're not at least thinking it might be their last game. What was kind of your thought process before the injury and what you were thinking might happen?
I was definitely thinking about testing the waters and, you know, going the pro route and stuff like that. But, you know, unfortunately, the injury just, you know, slowed everything down. And, you know, I just had to take 2 steps back, really look at it. Get in touch with my team, my parents, coaches, mentors, and really we just came down and made a decision. You know, took a while. We had to do a lot of talking and negotiating, but, you know, we got it done.
What, in terms of the injury itself, we saw it there in the Fresno State game that you're talking about. What exactly happened? And right away, it looked like it was something serious.
Yeah, so I pretty much tore my labrum. My shoulder pop, I dislocated it, tore my labrum in the process. They fixed it up with surgery. And I'm about 6 weeks away from fully being back, and I'm doing a great job of pretty much doing everything to just stay on track and just being on top of it. So right now it's just a matter of just being in the gym every day and just putting that work and just being patient. And I know that the work I'm going to put in is going to pay off, and it always has.
We see the picture there on the screen after your surgery. That was quite the brace you had and quite the procedure there. Did you know right away that, I mean, I know that it kind of, you know, Leon was kind of coy for a little while after that, but I mean, were you guys pretty sure right away that this was going to happen? And how tough was that to have to have this surgery and not be with the team, you know, during the NIT run?
I wasn't sure right away because I really wanted to play for my team, you know. I would have, honestly, if I was able to shoot the ball with my shoulder, I would have been probably able to play. That was the biggest factor into being able to play or not, was just my ability to be able to shoot the ball. And, you know, I wasn't able to just because of the severity of my injury. And, you know, it was very tough for me mentally and our team as well. But I'm glad the coaching staff allowed me to travel to the tournament with them, and I was able to give them the energy they needed.
What about the rehab? I know for a while there you're having the big brace. I don't see that now. So, you know, what is kind of the status of where things are?
So right now I'm in the process of getting my full range of motion back. Right now I have most of it back. So I'm just trying to strengthen it up now and just getting back into that basketball shape in these next 6 to 8 weeks.
So when will you start being able to shoot again or doing any dribbling or anything like that?
About 6 to 8 weeks when I could be able to really shoot and dribble. They want to really take it safe, you know, take the safe route, obviously, with this injury. They don't want me to re-aggravate it or something like that. So, you know, we're going to take the safe route and go 6 to 8 weeks because I don't want to come back 4 weeks early and just hurt it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're only, a month and a half since you had the surgery, so it seems like it's moving pretty quick for you, though.
Yeah, it's moving very quick. It's moving very quick. Our coaching staff and training staff have just been doing a great job of just putting me in a position to just really be able to work on my body every single day and just recover and eat right. And, you know, everyone's just been doing their job at a high level, and that's why I'm able to recover like this.
So I'm bad at math, but I'm looking at a calendar here, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. You may still sometime in July at least be able to at least have some sort of an off season. I think some people thought you might go right into fall camp or whatever without having been able to do much. But you're hopeful, I guess, you're going to be able to get some sort of July and August, September to hopefully get back there.
Early July for sure. I'll be able to play and just get into full contact mode. June, I should be able to start doing some stuff as well, just not as much. We're just going to slowly just work my way back into it, so we're just safe.
Yeah, I want to ask about next year's team real quick, but if you look back quickly at, you know, one thing about last year's team, there was so much hype, so much anticipation. Oh, this is the best team in school history, and they're going to do all this stuff. And it just – all the pieces never really seemed to fit perfectly. From your perspective, Abu, what do you think kind of – why were you guys not able to you know, maybe reach some of the lofty goals you guys had for yourself?
It's tough because it all comes down to, you know, just team chemistry. I felt like COVID didn't really give us a chance to bond and get to know each other on a deeper level. And, you know, that stuff really shows on the court. And I have to do a better job as a leader of, you know, bringing guys together after practice, you know, to do stuff, especially with COVID. And, you know, it's just been a tough season. We got to just continue to keep grinding. You know, we're disappointed from last year, and that's okay. You know, stuff like that happens, but it's just how you respond. It's just how you respond. We have another year and another chance to really do something special. And we have most of the guys returning except about two. So, you know, we're going to be locked in. We have the same goal, and our goal is to win that championship and go on to the NCAA tournament and go on a deep run. So our goal is never going to change. We're going to stay the same. And, you know, we're going to come at it even harder this year.
Well, what are your thoughts on next year's team? And obviously you lose a very talented all-league player like D.A. and you lose a point guard in Ray J. Dennis. But I think that guys like Eman and Dutrieve are probably ready for bigger roles on this team. And we saw what the Beast, Milad and Armas did at the end of the season and Marcus Shaver. I mean, you guys are going to have a starting five at least that's going to be up there with any team in the league.
Yeah, for sure. I'm very excited. You know, these guys have just been working extremely hard. I see them in there every day working on their body and on the court. And, you know, they're hungry and ready to take that role. They're very disappointed about last year, as they should be. And, you know, they want to really come back with a vengeance. You know, we want to show everybody that last year is not who we are. You know, we're going to have to come in every single game and send a message. You come to Boise State, you're down 10 quick. You know,
Well, I can't wait. I hope we get a full crowd, man. That place is rocking when that stadium's full. What I wanted to ask you, though, you were a guy that came in the middle of the season from Oregon, and then it kind of took you till that first full season the following year to where you're really able to kind of feel comfortable and show your game and really kind of, put up big production. For guys like Dutrieve, who had half the season, and then Acott, who was kind of in and out at first, I mean, do you feel like both those guys are prime for I don't want to say breakout years because they both did good, but do you think those two guys in particular moving into the starting lineup next year both have a chance to do really big things?
Oh yeah, for sure. They work hard, they put in the work every day, and it's just a matter of time for those guys. They've been patiently waiting for their opportunity, and Leon Rice does a great job of putting guys in the position to be successful, and we trust him, our coaching staff, and everybody here, and we just can't wait, and I can't wait for those guys to go out there and just prove to everybody that they got better and that they deserve to start and earn the role that they got.
What about some of the other guys that fans didn't get to see, whether it was a Burke Smith or a Pavle Kuzmanovic or some of these guys that didn't get a chance to play much? We saw what in the post when Mladen needed some help, obviously what Milner did coming in and providing some time, but there's some other guys I know, those two in particular that are waiting for their chance, and I know that the coaches are excited about some of those guys that didn't get a chance to play much last year.
Yeah, for sure. Burke, Naj, Pavle, they've just all been working. They do a great job on scout every single day. They bring it. They try to compete every single day. They give us really good looks. And, you're definitely going to see some reasonable minutes from them next year. And, they're going to come in and do their job and contribute and do whatever it takes to win. And I'm very happy for those guys. And, they're going to do really well for us next year.
Well, final thing, Abu, I'll get you out on this. I know last year, like I said, there was a lot of off-season hype and things like that. I don't know if you guys are going to try to cool that this year or if you want those expectations again. This is obviously your last ride now. You did come back for a reason. What's your mindset and this team's mindset, I guess, in terms of what needs to happen this year for this to be a successful season for you guys?
I felt like we didn't finish the job that we had intended to last year, and I feel like this season that – we really have a chip on our shoulder and we have to go out there and prove every single game, that we belong here and that everything we do is not a fluke and that we're consistent. And I feel like with the personnel we have, I'm very confident. And it's just a matter of time, we can have the same expectations, even raise them for this year. So I'm just very excited about this team. And I think we're going to do some great things this year.
Well, Abu, I appreciate your time, man. Always enjoy getting to catch up with you. Glad we'll get to see you around for another year. And no matter what happens in your professional career down the road, you can always say you were the first guest on the Bronco Report.
Thank you, BJ. You're the best, man.
take care, man. We'll talk soon.
Take care, man. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Yep, you too. There he is, Abu Kijab. Always enjoy getting to catch up with him. We will move from basketball to softball. Maggie Huffker, the Boise State softball coach, is going to join us in just a second. But first, a quick word from RowPaint.com.
When it comes to concrete, we've got you covered. RowPaint.com offers custom concrete coating services for your garage, business, warehouse, and more. And we do it in one day. We are your complete concrete coatings solution.
Well, as I said, Boise State softball's got a big weekend series coming up this weekend against Colorado State. Maggie Huffker already in her third season with the Boise State softball team. 68-45 is the record in her first full season. Took the Broncos to the NCAA tournament, the first at-large bid in program history. Also, the first team to get to the regional finals in program history down there in Gainesville in 2019. Last year, obviously, the season got cut short. Didn't get to have a conference season, which I know is disappointing to them. No postseason, but now this year 18-18 on the season, 9-6 in league, and they're fighting to get to as high as second place. And the head coach of the Boise State softball team from the press box, Maggie Huffker, joins us. How's it going, Maggie?
Hi, BJ. Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had you on to preview this big Pirates Cardinals series this weekend. Hope that's okay.
Well, man, my poor Pirates, I don't know what's ever big with them, and they got a lot to figure out, but I still like our stadium at least. We got a lot of good things going for us as Pittsburgh fans. We just got to win.
12-12. You're .500 right now. I think only two games out of first.
That's kind of how we start, and then we taper. But, I'm not a big out.
You're at practice, it sounds like, in the background, so I appreciate you for doing this. But what is it like just to be at practice and to have games, and after last year and how hard that was, just to be back out there having a somewhat normal season? What's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Donald Larson, we've made some improvements here. So, number one, being here at home is awesome. It's awesome for our student athletes. They really enjoy the environment that Boise brings in the community, and we've been able to have fans out. So that's been really cool. It was limited at first. It's starting to open up. If you've been to our stadium, which you have, the berm in the outfield that overlooks the stadium is awesome. It's like a cool little picnic type of a vibe. So you sit out there with your blanket and your lawn chair, and people love it. And our girls love it. So that's been awesome. I think, you know, there's nothing short, like, we have to acknowledge how hard this has been for these girls. This has been really, really challenging, and our coaching staff. And I'm proud of them for all that they've overcome. You look at 8 freshmen, and they showed up here not knowing what the heck was going to happen. You know, they got their high school senior season canceled. A lot of them didn't have graduation, didn't have prom. They didn't play summer ball. They show up here with a lot of question marks. And so, like you said, we're really grateful that we get to play, but it has been tough. I don't want to discredit how tough it's been for these guys, and they've persevered through a lot.
Yeah, I think football and basketball, maybe rightfully so, got a lot of the attention. But the smaller sports, the Olympic sports, I mean, it was maybe even tougher for you guys in playing a partial season and losing the conference season like that. What was it like then, not having any summer and then the fall? And I don't know when you guys were able to finally start practicing, and I don't know how often you guys are still testing, but give the listeners and the fans an idea of just what the last year plus has been like.
Yeah, it's been a journey, right? Shutting it down at the end of that year, we stayed in touch a ton. We did a lot of Zoom stuff, obviously, tried to keep the girls connected as much as possible. There was some back and forth on kids returning, kids not returning, you know, and eventually we were able to kind of settle on what our roster was and try to prepare for the fall. And then the fall was a big question mark. Are we going to be testing? What does that look like, you know? So we had to kind of wait and see what was going to happen with football and the other sports as well. So in a way, we got to kind of sit back and wait for mistakes to be made, not to say that people made mistakes, but I think you understand what I mean by that. And then we got to work into our season with a little more preparation on the COVID side than everybody else. Sorry if it's loud, by the way. The girls are getting after it out here.
That's a good sign. That's good. When you're the only team, when you're the home team at the field and you hear cheering, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So this year's team, I mean, I know 18-18, as I said, it's a young team, I know, and that the pitching has kept you in a lot of games. And I know at times the offense has been a little bit of the issue. What is just kind of your general synopsis of the season so far?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, BJ, I know you're a big baseball fan. You know, hitting comes and goes, and it goes in waves, and it's all about chemistry. A lot of it's contagious, and sometimes with that youth, you see kids that, you know, they need to learn and get better, and they need more at bats and more experience. And we had some really strong pillars in our lineup over the last few years. When you lose, you know, Becky, Morgan Lamb, Jessica McKay, Brady Fillmore, Cora Wade, you lost so much in leadership and kind of the ability to put an offense together. So we're trying to figure that out, and they're starting to learn that. But you're right. The pitching has done a fantastic job. Some of the numbers don't really indicate, but they've really kept us in, like you said, every single ball game. They've kept us in position, you know, to win in literally almost every single contest, minus a couple.
I know.
I'm proud of those strides there in the pitching circle for sure.
I know Hannah Bailey, the Minnesota transfer, obviously has done very well. Second in the Mountain West, 2.02 ERA. And Sarah Johnson as well, 7th in the league in ERA, 2.67, leads your team with 83 strikeouts. So when you've got a 1-2 like that, you are going to have a chance most nights.
Absolutely, and we know that, you know, and they know that that's what they're fighting for too, that they got to do their job in the circle, and they're giving us a shot every single day, and they're still grinding and trying to get better. They're not satisfied either, you know, and so – as much as, yes, the offense needs to come along, I really have been impressed with our pitchers because they're hungry for more. They're hungry for better. All of them. That's Kylie Miller. That's Taylor as well. I mean, they're really getting after it and trying to improve their own games.
You do have some, you know, it's not like the offense is terrible. You've got a couple standouts, obviously. And I know Ashlyn Adams, 2nd in the Mountain West, right? 378 batting average. And Kelsey Lawler, eight home runs, leads the team. Also, I think 2nd in a single season and with 4 triples in program history as well. So you do have some key pieces in the lineup. And like we said, a lot of young pieces to build around moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, Ash has been fantastic. She's a leader. She's a gamer, I think. She's very composed, and that's why she's been able to be so consistent, you know, and again, that comes with the experience, right? She's put in the time over those first couple years of her career and experienced the postseason, experience, you know, a big long win streak and the pressure that came with it. And so she's been a fantastic example of what it takes. And, you know, Kelsey, like you said, amazing pop. The kid hits the ball so hard. Bella Rocco's turned it on late, and Jordan Hutchins has really been fantastic throughout conference play. I mean, you look at her numbers, and especially as a freshman, man, she's, knock on wood, she's really figured it out in the last few weeks.
9 games left, I believe, in the regular season. You got 3 against Colorado State starting tomorrow. You hit the road to go to Fresno and then Nevada back at home to wrap it up. I know there's no conference tournament, which seems odd to me. I don't know why they don't have a conference tournament. So unless you don't get first, it makes it tough. So I know the postseason might be a challenge this year, obviously, with maybe not having some of the secondary tournaments and things like that. But you're at 500. You're above 500 in league. And like we talked about with so many young players, I mean, do you feel pretty good about the direction the program's headed?
Yeah, you know, obviously we want to win more. Everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to be in the postseason. We understand that that's just competition. But I think that we can acknowledge with where we were a month ago and where we are now, we've made great strides. And that's the most important thing for me in leadership, is trying to get them to understand you're getting better every single day and trying to learn the game and plan for the future. So I truly am. I'm proud of the efforts all the way around to get better, and it's not been easy, like I said. So I am proud of what they've overcome.
And you mentioned kind of the having some fans back at the ballpark there. Tomorrow it'll be 12 o'clock, I believe, right? First pitch for the doubleheader, and then another game on Sunday as well. I know there's a limited capacity, but I know there's still room to get fans in there. So what does it mean to have fans back in there, and why should folks listening decide to bring their kids out to the ball yard this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. We've had to kind of turn people away, unfortunately, but we still have had a good little crowd. And if you want, you can still try to find a way up on Warm Springs to watch through the gate, even not being in the building. But our girls put on a fantastic event. You know, at the end of the day, they play with class. They play with effort. They're never going to give up on you. And so as you come out to the ballpark, you got the whole environment on a beautiful day. And Boise brings a lot in its own, right, in the community and the environment there. And we love our setting, and the girls love getting it after it here. So it's a good time. Come on out.
And I mentioned Colorado State. I know they're right behind you, I believe, in the standings. You guys can finish as high as second, I believe. So what is the quick scouting report, the quick look at Colorado State for this weekend?
At Colorado State is a little bit similar to us, especially as you look at their numbers, not necessarily a record. But they have a couple key pieces in their lineup that have been there, but they're also very young, just like us. Their pitchers have been around a little bit, so we know what to expect with what we're going to get with a couple of their kids in the circle. And so we're excited to get after it. I think we match up pretty well as long as we stay clean and we score enough runs.
Well, 12 o'clock, so folks that want to come out and see it, get there early, be one of the first 200, I think, that they're letting into these games, and hopefully we can pack the place as much as possible this weekend. Maggie, appreciate your time. 12 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, we'll let you get back to practice, and really appreciate joining us here.
Thanks, BJ. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. Go Pirates as long
Go
as they're
playing.
There she is, Maggie Huffker, an avid Pittsburgh Pirates fan. They're playing my Cardinals this weekend, so appreciate her time. And get out there to the softball field this weekend. That'll be Saturday. They'll play at noon, and then they'll have games on Sunday as well. 3 games this weekend, so hopefully you can get out there and support the Boise State softball team. But again, Bronco Report Podcast, BJ Raines is my name. I'm with the Idaho Press, BlueTurfSports.com. If you're watching this live, if you're watching this on the archived web stream, if you're watching this or listening to this, I should say, on the podcast, we are going to post a podcast version of this show on iTunes. Just search Bronco Report Podcast. There's a link to the feed on Blue Turf Sports as well. And then the video of this show will be put on the Blue Turf Sports Facebook page as well. So lots of different ways. I should say the website, BlueTurfSports.com, in addition to the Facebook page, is going to have the archived episodes. And again, the plan is every Friday, but we may mix that up depending on what happens moving forward. If big news breaks, we can jump in and do things whenever we need to. And again, every Friday we'll be the show at noon on the different various social media platforms, and you can listen to it other ways as well. And it's going to be fun. We're going to, you know, get some of the heavy hitters, hopefully Andy Avalos and Leon Rice and Jeremiah Dickey to join us as well. And then we also want to give some of the other sports some love as well, and appreciate Abu Kijab and Maggie Huffker for being our first 2 guests on the show. And we'll have other media members, whether it be Bob Beeler or John Mallory or Mike Prater, to get on and discuss and analyze things and give some opinions. We'll have other beat writers from other teams, other coaches, all kinds of things. Really looking forward to it. And again, we're going to start it out as kind of a weekly show, but it may grow to something bigger in terms of 2 or 3 times a week. Heck, I'd love to do it 5 days a week if we can get enough interest in it and get enough guests. So appreciate folks for checking it out. And again, our 2 sponsors, RowPaint.com, the official paint and coatings company at Boise State Athletics, Ridley's Family Markets as well, shopridleys.com. And the NFL draft, pay attention tomorrow. We'll find out about John Bates. We'll find out about Avery Williams and where they're going to go. And I think John Bates is probably going to get picked in the sixth or seventh round. I think Avery Williams is certainly the wild card. I would love to see Avery Williams get drafted. I think he deserves it. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with him. Obviously, as a guy that an undersized, you know, corner, but in terms of the special teams guy, won the Jet Award for the top special teams player in college football, tied the NCAA record with 9 career return touchdowns, 5 career blocks. So NFL roster spots are hard to come by when you think about you know, what it takes to land on a 53-man roster. And so the draft picks are very important to teams, but Avery Williams, if given a chance, I think could be a very dynamic returner and could block some kicks as well. And who knows, he was even playing some slot receiver and some running back on his pro day. So a lot of reasons to be excited about Avery. And I think John Bates has had, you know, just been oozing with potential for 3 or 4 years. And I know at times never got a chance to show that, but I think the NFL, you know, John could have a chance to get in there and make an impact if he is able to, you know, find the right fit as well. So all day Saturday, we'll be following day 3 of the NFL draft. And then, as I said, we'll have full coverage in Sunday's Idaho Press online, blueturfsports.com. But that'll do it for the first episode of the show. Appreciate everyone for checking us out. I'm really excited about this. We're going to get, as I said, some big-time guests, some big-time interviews, and some big-time discussion. It's kind of the summer. There's not a ton going on right now, but we'll try to get you a guest or two every week and talk Boise State sports, right? What's better than that as we count down the days to the season opener of the football season against Central Florida? That will be coming up on September 4th, unless that date changes. So we'll have some news throughout the summer. We'll have all kinds of stuff to discuss and talk about, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if you have other questions or comments, I have 4 comments on here that I got to a little late, so I appreciate for that. We had Coach Barsh was on here asking a couple questions, and I didn't get a chance to get to those. Great interview. Hopefully he was talking about the questions there, but great questions and great answers. And that was fun to talk about. And Eric was happy to see that he was coming back. So that was on me, a bad host, for not seeing the comments over here. And so I apologize for that. But yeah, we're going to have some fun with this. We can take comments, we can take questions and all kinds of different things. And again, we'll start it off once a week on Fridays at noon and see where it goes. And Cody Brickner, appreciate you, Cody, for checking it out. He bleeds blue. And so yeah, this is going to be fun. And but you will not see me in a tie again, probably. This was a one-time thing with the suit and tie for the first ever episode of the show. But get out to Donna Larson Park. Check out the softball team this weekend. And again, we'll be doing this every week, Friday at noon. Hopefully you'll tune in and we'll see where this thing goes. Just kind of a fun venture we wanted to try to do, and we'll kind of let it grow and see where it goes. But it's been fun, and the powers of technology allowing us to do this on the various platforms. And again, Blue Turf Sports Twitter, Blue Turf Sports Facebook, Blue Turf Sports YouTube, BlueTurfSports.com. All those places you can watch this show live, or the archived version is on iTunes. Just subscribe, Bronco Report Podcast. You can hear the audio version this week, and should be fun. So appreciate you for checking it out. Appreciate you for reading the Idaho Press and checking us out, BlueTurfSports.com. And we'll see you next Friday at noon for the Bronco Report. My name is BJ Raines, and hope you have a great weekend, folks.
When it comes to concrete, we've got you covered. RoPaint.com offers custom concrete coating services for your garage, business, warehouse, and more. And we do it in one day. We are your complete concrete coatings solution.